people hate me because I will stay here till late and I will drive them too. I had a very fond memory of mass communication. I started my life here. Mm. You know? And I would have never left. I mean, because every inch you see here, every studio, even soundproofing to the new installation of equipment. I mean, the Japanese came here, they measured every corner, and actually we went to Japan and they made a square and a special, how they are going to install, they made every rack, they wired it, and when they came here, they particularly put the equipment here and they just connected it. Everything was done in Japan. And installation was done so quick, unbelievable. I mean, there was such a learning curve how people do things. Mm. And sometime Ashtak will ask me, they wanted to have a they saw I made especially wooden AB roll studio. Like it was like this, and there was a monitor. On the top, you can put another monitor and some waveform monitor, vectorscope, etc., etc. So I use our carpenter to make AB roll here. People used to come and see, and they said they never saw wooden furniture like that, especially designed for cut it in an AB roll, and it was made by wood. And it was I have made design it in such a way so that you can take out the plate easily and access the recorder. So they were amazed because nobody was making table like that. So sometime I got this invitation from Ashtak and other places, they were coming up new, you know. So some of them, I got it designed with a carpenter, not from my office. I mean, because they requested me, so I said, okay, fine. I mean, I will get it done. I will get it done for them.
So, can we just move along with the JICA project? Actually, came this new set of equipment, the Beta.
Large number of equipment.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, how was that shift made in the engineering and maintenance department? And what was the reaction? I mean, what was the difference in engagement with the students and other producers and all when this new equipment came?
See, there was not much difference. Here, there you have 3x4 inch, 19mm tape. Here you have half inch tape. The only thing difference came is because we have the camcorder now. Okay, so before we have the separate recorder and the cable hanging, you know, and you have to sync with your camera. You cannot afford to be thinking somewhere else and lazy. Otherwise, camera will get pulled, and you will get fight and brawl with the cameraman, you know, his shot has got destroyed, maybe camera will fall. So here, things change. There was no more sound recordist. If the sound recordist is there, the only responsibility was to basically connect the microphone. And later, initially in the beginning, we used to use this corded microphones, you know, long one. Position, you know,
boom mic,
and later we got this wireless microphone. So even that one, responsibility gone. Once you adjust it, it's done and dusted, you know. So things change that way. As far as maintenance is concerned, not much change. You have to replace the head. You have to see the guide position. You have to see why tape is getting chewed, you know. Whether it was his old Umatic equipment or it was a Betacam equipment. And I left this place before Digital Beta came here. I saw it, but I don't have much experience in maintenance, etc. You know, it was the very beginning, so Anti-9 left, so. As long as analog Betacam is concerned, camcorder, etc., there was not much difference, except that this is much more expensive equipment. You have to be more careful, size is smaller, and things like that.
one simple question, like you said even when there was like beta cam came in, when first came in, you still had to replace heads, but you had to do that earlier also.
Mm.
But was the frequency of head replacement the same, or did that change? Like, were the heads more rugged because of the use and the inputs they may have received from people like you as to how to make the heads more?
See, basic difference from U-Matic to Betacam is they have improved the precision. Once the precision improve, mechanical fault improved, you know. Electronic fault was similar, you know, but mechanical fault reduced, definitely reduced. At the same time, see, the camcorder is in one, the one unit now. So, but you can, I don't remember, I think the recorder, you could take it out. I'm not sure. Can you take out the recorder?
You can take out the recording, the camera head and the recording head, they could be separated.
But there's later, it was one piece. Later it was one piece. In the beginning it was, you could be...
92 ke baad aaya
camcorder. Then question was, your camcorder or recording head or camera head can be separated, no?
Camera head nahi hota na.
See, the recorder was there. You can plug into the camera, or if you want, you can take out the recorder and you can put another base, so make it camera stand alone with the connection, etc. So you had this choice. I remember this now. You had this choice, but later part, camera became one unit.
Camera and recording
camcorder.
That became one unit. It was not possible to remove it. But in the beginning, it was possible to remove it.
Because I remember in the initial ones which I had seen in Times TV, there they could remove it.
Camera or usme aap U-Matic bhi wo wala koi bhi camcorder attach kar sakte the. Any format ka.
So definitely, see, Betacam has a massive improvement in quality and maintenance also, or say. The drum was much smaller. U-Matic drum was much bigger. This drum was smaller, but jig was almost same. So you have the same background, similar background, is it?
Same.
So, where were you?
Send it
only.
So, U-Matic ka drum bada hota tha aur uska chota speed.
Well, because size became smaller. See, the biggest thing happened is the precision has improved. And when precision improves, electromechanical fault reduces drastically, especially mechanical fault reduces drastically. At the same time, they were more shock resistant. U-Matic was not so much shock resistant. Sometimes they will bang it on the floor and head will get misaligned, depending upon somebody has tightened the screws properly or not, with proper torque or not, thing will happen, you know. That was a learning curve. We all learned slowly.
I mean, in continuation with this, I'm thinking now, when you're saying that precision improved, besides it becoming smaller, precision also improved, but in this process, was there the input that were received from the users of the earlier generation of machines? What was the process of collecting this information? Did people from the manufacturers ever meet you people and ask you for feedback? How was that happening?
You mean the student or
like when the, like some, for example, you have a camera, you have an editing unit, and the editing unit, at some point the service engineers come from the OEM's authorized agency. So when they come, they talk to you, they ask you what is happening.
Actually, in mass communication, as long as I was here, we never gave it to anybody. We always fix ourselves. Everything.
So
except Nagra and the film equipment, we never had anybody. Otherwise, we have trained, our people became is smart enough to handle any solution, any problem, electromechanical problem, even component level problem, we fix it ourselves. So nobody came and fixed anything of ourselves. We fix it ourselves. We anticipated what component we should have in stock, okay? And we stored the head, we stored the guides because of the U-matic. See, mechanism was, mechanical mechanism was same. The tape was moving, you know. Normally in U-matic it's U-type, it's in M-type. But the precision was much more. In U-matic guide is going, tape is bulky and heavy, you know, and maybe if tape is a little bit sticky, it will chew the tape. You know, Betacam, tape was much better quality, you know, it was a metal tape, tape quality was much better. I mean, size was 1/2 inch, so it was easy to handle, you know, and guide were more sturdy. So problem was much lesser in Betacam.
But when you came to the Betacam, then the because it was more, there was more on a board as compared to the earlier ones. Then was the repairing, was the engagement with the service engineers from the company or the authorized people more? Because at the board level, what did you, like, I'm sure.
We did have in the beginning under a warranty period. Otherwise, we never had a maintenance contract. We fixed it ourselves. We always fixed it ourselves.
Which gives me even more reason. People must be wondering how come MCRC never gives a maintenance program. Maybe they came to ask you sometime.
Sometimes they used to come and ask us. I mean, I remember Rama Rao was there, he was in charge in IGNO. He will invite me and he will ask me to give short-term training to people there, you know. And he was also inside me for selection committee, etc., etc. There was Indira Gandhi Institute of Fine Arts. There is something, IFACS. Indira Gandhi Institute of Fine Arts.
IGNCA.
IGNCA.
National Center for Arts, Indira Gandhi National
Center. So, sometime I will go there for selection committee, etc. And to go to the AVRCs. And with the help of UGC, we have something new to tell. You know, we organize a training program here. For example, we got the Betamax AB roll, okay? So we invited people from 14 AVRCs. I don't remember all the name 14 AVRCs. There was total 14. I think there were 4 EMRCs, Education Media Research Center. And remaining, they we used to call AVRCs, Audiovisual Research Center. So the engineers will come here and we'll have the training program. And normally we had the PAL system here. And so maybe we'll have lectures about equipments and what to do, how to test the recording signal. So normally we'll record and use the test tape to tell them this is a good quality, this is what you're looking for, you know. So how to insert, we have the signal inserter also. You know, we used to insert the signal at the time of the recording, and then after recording we'll check what is the quality of the inserted signal. So actually I was very, really interested in technology. And I got great help from my chairman. And he really, really helped me in getting books and equipment and jigs and whatever I said that we needed to get it done. And I had to prove that what I'm doing here is worth it to do that.
So, in a sense, what you're saying is, by the time in the 90s, in the Betacam era, MCRC became a kind of training center for other audiovisual centers around the country.
See, initially you used to go to ISRO.
Huh.
Then we started doing some training.
Hmm.
Other AVRCs, EMRCs especially.
Hmm.
EMRC was bigger institution.
Bigger,
you know?
Huh.
So they also started doing training program.
Hmm. But did they invite people from
here? So they invite people, so we'll send our two engineers there, you know. But normally, sometime they will do it, they will not invite MCRC. Sometime I was surprised why they everybody do that. I mean,
but would it be correct to say that there was a period in the 90s,
yeah,
early and mid 90s, when MCRC was like a training hub for a new generation of engineers?
You would say that. You say that because we have the most equipment. This was also other AVRCs, they had just one A to A, AB. For example, you know this AIMS. AIMS has also has audio video research department.
Mm.
Mr. Rao was here and he bring his own equipment and we gave him a place here. So we had AV roll equipment here from AVRC. We were also using with our student, our producer, other producers, but that was what we agreed. But he was also making program for AIMS has a special department. What is
this? Medical communication.
Medical communication department. No.
They make training programs.
So we had one of their equipment. In the beginning, we have UGC equipment, which finally moved to JNU in the backside of the JNU, and they started calling themselves AVRC. Mr. Kaul was in charge, and Madhu, one of our producer here, he went there and he became the in charge, production in charge there. There was a girl called Rita, and she also went there. So basically, these are our people there. Most of the places, if you see, lots of our people went there. They worked here, they went there and worked for other places. For example, there was a guy called Shakil. He was an engineer here. And when Ramarao went, he went to Usmani University, I think, and he became vice chancellor there. So one of our engineers, Shakil, he went there, Asif, he went there. So there are lots of engineers who worked here, they have moved to different AVRCs because of their own convenience, because they were from there and they went there.
Which is like another way of saying that kind of it was a seeding ground for a kind of technical expertise of a kind.
I would not like to take that credit, but yes.
But in terms of people going out and working, I mean, in different places, this is where it started off because of, you're right, because you had the largest number of machines, you had more requirement for engineers.
Mm.
So it all was hand-in-hand.
We did help others. For example, IGNO wanted to buy, they got the grant, same Japan grant. And they wanted to finalize equipment and they were a little bit hesitant what to order, what to not order, what to get, what not to get. So we had multiple meetings there in IGNO and we have some sort of we worked out what equipment they need, what sort of program they want to start. So there was an IGNO program actually and they have a big studio. I used to think it's they started much bigger than what we started. We started with in a small studio, guest house, but they had a better, much better facility and much bigger equipment as if for a starter. Although later we got Japan equipment that was
larger.
Hmm.
But on this note, actually, what I wanted to ask was something. You said you left 1999. But did you continue in the audiovisual industry?
I went to more into broadcasting and transmission side.
Okay. So before I go into that phase of your life, one question then from this phase. There was this reference to commercialization out here.
I hated that area.
So can you just describe what that process was and what how the equipment, I mean obviously it must have meant that you're doing more work with the same equipment. So how did that work out?
Just I never liked this idea.
Which period was
because
it?
Because we started having infightings, you know, if we put somebody there, because he's getting money for that now. So we started losing respect. I mean, even you are making the best choice, you know, a light boy comes and he said, put me on vision mixer, I will do this. And because it was all about money now. And discipline started going, staff forming groups and things like this. And there was nothing for me as an engineer because I was not going to work on specific equipment. But the thing is, that time they gave me the responsibility for staffs. You know, I was looking into staffs and managing staff and putting their duties. So that basically sowed the seed for me to say goodbye.
But the whole purpose of this whole commercialization was to raise money for MCRC itself. That was the agenda.
That was okay. That was okay. But the problem was, you started paying staff additional money. Okay? And there was lots of infighting here. A production assistant, he will say, put me somewhere else, I will do it. And they will try to say, teach me this, how to do this, because I want to do the production assistant later, you know. And that was a good program, but I don't think we managed properly.
But does it still continue? Did it continue, the commercialization thing, or did it stop after you left?
No, see, it has to stop sometime. Why? Because during that time, 90s and 2000, everybody, media became very big. You know, initially media was, some people go and work in the media was limited, you know. But then everybody started, Tom and Harry started having studios. You know, T-Series made a bigger studio there, and Z started making their studio there. And because of this commercialization, our staff will run away. I'm trying to find the people there. Kaveri is my cameraman, you know. He signed and gone away. Now if you give him memo, if you manage, big management become big headache. And so the thing is, that so many people, so many small studios started coming up. So many, we'll say we are training in mass communication. They will open, take a two room, you know, and they will invite one of our staff there. And they always call me to give lectures. I was very adamant. I said, no, I'm working here, I will not do that. So I used to think this is, I told you, people used to say that this is my home. Why I, because I wanted to see it grow. And I was involved from nothing to everything. And Anwar Jamal Kidwai, he also gave me lots of pep talks. that what we are doing, we are producing people in media and we are putting this and that. So I was taking as a moral task to do things, you know. And lots of changes which happen here, commercialization, etc. I felt we are drifting away from our goal and target. Mm. I thought mostly we should start a broadcast engineering here or to do something else here. I mean, that was my idea, because when I did my broadcast engineering, I thought we can start a broadcast engineering program here. There was no program in India for broadcast engineering. And maybe we thought maybe we can start a station here. Which we have now FM station here. But those were my idea, but I thought we are totally going into the wrong direction.
Now comes the phase after you left, after 99 when you left.
Mm.
And you just said you had moved and you continued in broadcast and transmission.
I was more into surveillance, security and transmission and broadcast.
Mm.
So mostly I dealt into miniature small cameras to the larger cameras, thermal imaging cameras, night vision cameras, IR cameras, other kind of technologies which use in military and others, you know. And so I was in the same field, surveillance cameras also. So, but I went into more advanced system, okay. So thermal imaging camera, for example, you install in helicopter, with your eye you see nothing, with the camera you see everything. I mean, everything you see, but you, it's also graduated from seeing heat signature to almost live pictures, even in night time.
So you were doing this for this kind of work because it was more advanced technologies. So you kind of went in for more specialized training as part of the work, or was it inside the country or you went out somewhere?
No, I was in UK.
Okay.
I was in UK, I stayed there for 3 years. I work as a consultant.
So in a sense, you were in AV technology, but you moved into a more advanced direction of all.
Yeah, I got away. Actually, transmission was involved. Camera was involved. Recording was involved.
But you were doing transmission the same way as on transmission here, or were you using like internet transmission and stuff like that?
There was no internet at that time, 99. What you're talking about?
No. When you moved into the after 99.
I'm telling you, there was almost 99, there was internet was in
the infancy.
Infancy, yeah. You've got 56 kilobit. You cannot transmit video in that. Even GSM, we had the GSM, we were transmitting in GSM. But 2 frames a second. But security requirement was much more. So we were using micro transmitters. which will transfer up to 5 kilometers. From you will receive it there and retransmit it with another transmitter, which will go up to 30, 40, 50 kilometers depending upon what arrangement you have. And if you have tower, so you link it to the tower, and from tower you send to another tower and you can send it to somewhere else. But you cannot use at that time
the
telephone line or internet. Yeah, that became 2010 onwards, you could use it. But always remember, I'm talking about security. Anything goes to internet is not secure. So you're talking about encryption, transmission, encryption and transmission, because you want, do not want your signal to be exposed. And especially if you are living, even in India, if you leave here, if you think that you are transmitting and nobody will see it, go to US Embassy. They have a tower. They can pick up anything. And if you type in a computer, if they position their system, they can recognize your keystroke. So you have to use encryption. So they will use encryption. Anyway, I did this as a consultant, and I got really exposed to meet lots of people, lots of meet companies.
But in a sense, it's moved away from.
I wasn't moved away. Yeah. That's the reason I told Sabina that whatever you want to talk, I think 2005, because of my interest in this field, I was well connected to the system. I'm still connected, and how the technology has changed. When my colleague Parvez Anjum, he was here, actually I appointed him here, he went to Dubai, he is in Dubai. He still work in the same field, and sometime he has trouble, he still calls me. Because, so I would say I was connected, but not as much as I would have stayed here in the same field. That is all because of my own personal interest I am connected.
And I think a large part of it was to do with this whole, what you consider the fiasco of commercialization and what
I hated it.
It's getting very evident to me now.
I hated it because we are going away from the purpose. Our purpose was to create an educational institution and create, I thought we are going to go in that direction. So it completely defeated my, I thought I wasted my 14 years of life. I could have made much more money and I could have lived anywhere. I came back from Canada. Actually, I feel sometimes really hurt because of this. Because I thought, I still see my baby here. And although it's most of the equipment gone, new equipment are there, but the studio is still pantograph there, another there, generator here, substation here, everything here. Basically, this department, everything came after me, this building. Old building, definitely it was existing when I came here. New building was coming up, you know. I struggled with Anwar Jamal Kidwai in politics. I mean, can you imagine, we got the grant from JICA, and 80% grant was sent to the agriculture department. And in the remaining 20%, we could have got nothing. Japan says, JICA said, they cannot do anything. This is our internal department, where Ministry of Finance will say, why you need this much money? You know, they will divert this money to other department. They say, we need more money for agriculture. And the fighting will go on. we will fight, we'll go to, I will go with, chairman will take me along with him, and we'll go from door to door, you know, Rajiv Gandhi was there, and Gujral Sahab was there, you know, and finally we got our money back, and finally the project happened, although we thought it will never happen. Actually, he tried, Anwar Jamal tried, you know Anwar Jamal Kidwai. He had a good contact. Gujral Sahab was his friend, very close friend. I think they worked in the same ministry. He was secretary or something like that. They were very close. And almost 1 year we wasted in just trying to get the money. All the money we got from Japan, but it came to the Government of India, Ministry of Finance. So that was a big process. So now you can see why I feel about this department this way. Mm. I still feel it. Actually, I thought this is an excuse to come back here. I don't want to. I still people recognize me, respect me. They respect me because I was hardworking too. Ask Sabina, she will tell you.
It is a pleasure having listened to you, because this is like a lot of the, what you call the intangible histories of a place you have brought out very well. Very, very useful. Thank you.
Thank you also making me come to remember things.
Now, the coming together of actually the larger world and its interaction, the technology, and how those shape institutions and the way things work has come out very nicely in your this interview.
See, I went to Canada. They sent me to Canada. So I went there. I studied there. But they have sent another two people, Ali and that lady, I don't remember her name. They got married later. She was Brahman, I think, lady. They went together after first year program, and they stayed there, never came back. So Kidwai Sahab was very scared to send anybody there, because he wanted people, he wanted them to come back and become faculty. Not very difficult to find faculty. You will see if mass communication, what is the faculty? Mostly Sabina Kidwai, Sabina Shoni, they are all the students. Eventually, in the beginning there was Madhu there, Mathur Rahman and others, they somehow connected to the teaching. Sometime we have people like Divakar and Mathu and others, they came from Pune and other places. But mostly his idea was to create his own faculty from his own student. He was very ambitious. In such an age, Anwar Jamal Kidwai, he was vice chancellor, he retired from vice chancellor. Then, from a special parliament act, he created this mass communication department. It was not part of the Jamia. You know that? It was never part of the Jamia. The only part of the Jamia was here, the studio in which he created the studio. I mean, but Jamia let it play the game, and they
when
say
did
this
the takeover happen?
I think in 90s, late 90s or early 2000.
When the name changed to AJK, Mass Communication, I think after the takeover, by becoming a Jamia department, they named it after AJK.
I never wanted that. We wanted to be independent.
Correct.
I mean, Anwar Kidwai never wanted that. But somehow they played the game with him. He was over. And somehow they removed him.
Okay. Thank you.
So Dr. I hope I didn't spill too much beans. Huh?
No. This was very interesting. Like I said, this whole interaction between machines and the wider world, especially in the context of an institution, very well done.
See, I remember very Sabina Kidwai was in and get you. 83, they were in second year, 85. 85, they were second year. So they were 84 batch. I think they were 84 batch. Mathir Rahman was 83 batch. I think we started in 83, first batch, not 82. Check with others.
No. 83 weeks.
I was friendly with Mathur Rahman. He was a producer. I used to go with him. I went to Madurai with him to do this bad thing, you know. I will remember it. We made a grave mistake to going into the mountain. It was very slippery. We could have died that day. And then we wanted to go inside the cave, 80 meter inside.
This is the bats cave.
Bats. So they were doing a program on bats. Bats echolocation, and we put the net to grab some bats. And we wanted to shoot how he catches the insect while flying. So we collected some insect and we put a net cover and put some bats there and put some insect there to really grab. We used to do crazy things like this.
Nice.
So tell me about you guys, because I started, as I say, from the very beginning, like in the beginning, we were only going on the location, 84, going on location, acting as a sound recordist or something like that. We started like that. Then slowly we graduated to maintenance and seriously doing the maintenance in late 80s and up to 1996. I was very much involved in all kind of maintenance. 96 to 99, I had too much problem here, too many responsibilities. Sometimes the audit will send me a report, why electricity bill is so high, why you have not done anything for, why you have not installed capacitor bank to reduce the power factor. I said, I'm electronics guy, why do you expect me to do these things? But anyway, I realized later, and I have to get this capacitor bank installed, so the power factor goes down to 1, close to 1, and our electricity bill came down by 85,000 rupees. Eighties.
Big money.
Big money at that time.
Great.
So I would like to take a picture with you guys.
Please. Come. Oh, we would also like you to just